Where were you?
I had to pee. I had to tinkle, if you will.
You prima donnas.
Well, I thought I could make it back in time, but let me get my chair right. There we go. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hey now. Woo! Everybody clap. Hey now.
Hey now.
John Bird, Tony Gump, everybody in the house on another live over the line podcast, our new schedule, which I like it. I think it helps us to be kind of, you know, in a routine.
Yes.
That's the word I'm looking for. Although, taking a break, I almost wish we could just do the live show right after the radio show, because I don't know that people know this, but when you do a radio show at the end, you're usually up here. Like, you've gotten all riled up and ramped up. And so, with this, we have to go down, come down, and then ramp it right back up.
Right.
Get back behind a microphone. And I actually fell asleep. And naps, for me, during the day, no-nos. It just completely throws me off. Especially with the weather and everything else.
Man, it's just sleepy weather out there.
I can't do it, man. Do you take naps? During the day?
I used to when I worked in morning radio, because otherwise I would have died.
What would you do if you were still in morning radio?
I'd probably be digging ditches somewhere, because I wouldn't be in morning radio.
You'd just quit?
Yeah, I mean, I just can't take it. I mean, there were times when I would realize, gosh, it's 7 o'clock. I don't remember anything.
Mm.
It's like I don't remember getting dressed, driving to work, and doing all this. I mean, there were times where I couldn't remember any of it because you're just on autopilot.
It's always one of my worst fears. And I've said this before, but being approached and they're like, Andrew, we need you to move to mornings.
Mm.
I'm saying, no, please, no, God, no.
No, that's it's tough because creative types are generally night owls. So what you're doing is you're asking somebody to completely change their life around.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be bright and sunshiny and funny first thing in the morning. And it's just really difficult to do.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Especially with my routine, it goes wake up, you know, man, 7 o'clock or something, you know, and then lay in the bed while your brain gets warmed up, flipping through the news. Go ahead and look at the headlines, and you can maybe get a little bit of an idea about what you want to do, because when you sit behind that computer, then you're really tackling it. And by that point, my brain's going. I could not, like, go straight into a show. How do you do your show prep? Like, you've got to wake up at, like, 2 a.m.?
Yeah, or do it the night. Some people do it the night before and just wing it whenever something comes up. I don't see you being able to do the type of show that you do in the morning. It's just, yeah. I mean, morning radio, it's a lot of winging it.
Plus, I think I'm too serious for morning radio, but, like, the last portion of our show is not that serious.
Mm-hmm.
So if I did morning radio, not that I would have to be, like, zookeeper type of morning show,
right.
But I feel like I would have to give a little more of the Wheel of Segments type of vibe.
Well, you would also have to, I don't think you would be able to pontificate as much. It would be, you know, people are driving in here, so let's revisit the news from an hour and a half ago. You know, it's more segmented like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. If we think back on radio shows, successful radio shows, your Rush Limbaugh or, you know, Mark Levin and some of these other guys that get ranty like I do. You can't, it just doesn't fit. None of those guys were morning guys.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not the type of show that you'd get your cup of coffee and start your day.
Right.
So maybe that's what's going to protect me, and everybody in the business will realize I'm not the guy. I'm not that guy. So I don't know.
That's not who you is, man.
So we'll just, as long as everybody will go to bat for me, Tony Gump will go to bat for me. I know you will.
You do, yeah.
We'll just, you know.
You want my advice? I wouldn't even talk about it and put that thought out there. I'm a believer in putting thoughts out there and things happen, so just don't even talk about it.
I'll just pretend to quit. and then let them get freaked out and be like, oh, I was just kidding, after they decide to put me back in my spot.
But then what if they are saying, well, okay,
looks like y'all going to be getting over the line 5 days a week, cousin. We're going full time, baby. No, I'm just kidding. I would not. I got to say, though, for real, like, we are in a really good spot with 99.5. And I can't, you know, I can't compare where we're at now to, say, where 99.5 was 3 years ago before I got here, or how it was when you had Lindenberg, Murphy, and all the other people that used to be there. I mean, they seemed like heavy hitters at that time. But now it just seems like we're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. See, I arrived in the middle of the pandemic, or right before the pandemic. So I never really got to see the station at 100%. It was all of a sudden pulled back. And, you know, it was probably not long before I started working with you that things really started to hit for me. Cause, I was doing morning radio with Matt and Ani, then it was Matt and Val, then Richard and Val. And I never could get my bearings, you know, cause everybody, it's like being a quarterback and you've got a new head coach every year.
Yeah. That would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking, Tony and I, before you got here, one of the big things has always been, like, what if, because, and this is all stuff we've talked about before, but, like, what if we wouldn't have linked up? Because we didn't at first. Mm-hmm. When I come in the door, they're just giving me a random producer and saying, good luck. And I look back, I'm like, God, dude, that would have never worked out. Because I started off with David Sears, and I love David Sears.
Yeah. Good solid producer.
And we could have, you know, we could have had a good show, but there's just a difference with Andrew McLean with this odd 60-year-old man who is like squirrels all the time, but he's incredibly funny and a great musician, and everybody loves him. You know, like, it was just the perfect scenario.
It is a very weird marriage.
This is the odd couple of radio. Yes. That's fine, though. It works.
Yeah, bro. Come on. Give it there. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. See.
Now, you do remember what I said when we first met Bird. After like 2 minutes, I looked you dead in the eye and I said, this is your guy right here. This
yeah.
is your character.
Mm-hmm. They say, and I think he went to you and told you I was going to be a handful, which I am. But it's working out.
I tell it like it is, but I knew right away. I'm a pretty good judge right away, yeah.
Speaking of other hosts, I get a tweet earlier this afternoon, listeners asking me what happened to Dale Jackson.
Oh, well, he just took a day off like after the Super Bowl. He'll take a day off.
Well, I knew that he wasn't on his show today, had to fill in. And then I get this picture right here on Twitter.
What the hell?
And I'm like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh.
They said, I just saw a tweet that Dale Jackson's in the hospital. You guys heard anything? I know he works with all y'all at Pirate Radio, WZRR. So that's a funny joke. And so I saw that, and I'm like, what in the Sam Hill is going on here? So I text Dale Jackson, and Dale Jackson's horrible at texting back. So I have to wait 30 minutes. And then he finally responds with, I don't know who that guy is.
Okay.
So it's not him, but it looks just like the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks identical to Dale Jackson.
Scary.
So he actually retweeted it as well and says, he goes, even I thought that was me. Yeah.
Well,
like
prayers for the guy it is, because it doesn't look good.
Yes,
for him.
Of course. Because we sent it in a group text, and Tony sent a laughing emoji once he found out it wasn't Dale Jackson. He's like, I'm not laughing at the guy in the bed.
Yeah, you know, poor guy in the bed. But my first instinct was, oh my God, is he okay?
Yeah. I feel like we need to find out who that is and just check on him or call him live on the podcast. Be like, hey, buddy. Hey, Dale Jackson lookalike, we want to make sure you're okay. But, dude, that was dead on. I could have swore that was him.
That was freaky.
Super Bowl yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a lot about it on the show. Obviously, worked out for me, as you see. Kansas City Chiefs, LVIII, Super Bowl champions. Is that how you say it?
Well, it's 58 from Roman times.
But yeah. 58. That's what I meant. So, Super Bowl 58. What a game, dude. What a game.
I have to admit, it was a great game. That's what I was hoping for, was it a really good game.
I'm the kind of guy, like, if I don't have a dog in the fight, I do. I want it to come down to the last minute. I want OT. I want the whole shebang. I didn't like that. That was not fun whatsoever. I was miserable. I didn't sit down for the whole game. I paced the living room the whole time. No, I didn't even sit down for a second. I was just... Man. So miserable. Now the ending was fun.
I was watching the game with Bird over at a place, and before I left, I predicted the very ending. I said what was going to happen.
Yeah,
I said
it
was going to be at the very end. It's going to be close. It's going to be dramatic, and the Chiefs are going to pull it off right at the very end by a few points.
They did. And I think the over-under at kickoff was 47 points, which was exactly what the score was, 47.
Wow.
So does that mean I don't know how the over under works. I know you're guessing like the total points, like mm-hmm. is it going to be over under? But if it's 47 and it lands on 47, does everybody lose their money? Like, how does that work? Because usually it's like 47.5, so you don't end up, unless maybe I just read that wrong. I don't know how that works. But yeah, Mahomes is the GOAT. Tom Brady, who? You can't deny it. I understand everybody's, you know, Mr. Pfizer with Travis Kelce and all this kind of stuff.
What was that deal with him ranting at the end? I mean, that was a bit much to me.
That's just Travis Kelce singing Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah.
He's just wild, man. He's just wild.
I just can't get over $20 million for one commercial.
Yeah, I wish he dropped the Pfizer stick, and I wish he dumped Taylor Swift, and then we could kind of just... Like, things were okay before that happened. Everybody liked the guy because he just seemed like a fun guy. He's out there having a good time, playing football. And then, you know, there's no point. I get it. Like, that's a lot of money.
Mm.
But aren't you, like, you're the best tight end in the country. Like, shouldn't you be making, I mean, who am I to say? I've never, I mean, if Pfizer came to me with 20 mil, I might do it. I just, like, at the end of my commercial, I just give a little wink, like don't do it.
Just put the Band-Aid on and smile.
Yeah.
Man.
Or, like, I've got the syringe, and I, like, go towards my arm, and I go, whoop, and then I just squirt it out to the side, you know? Maybe do that. But it is what it is because, you know, there's only, like, 10% of the population of the American people that are still getting the you know what.
Mm-hmm.
So people have woken up for the most part, and they're like, you know, we keep getting lied to about, you know, you only got to do this or you only got to get one or two or whatever. And so people are catching on. And if, I mean, at the end of the day, this company sponsors or pays for ads on almost everything, whether it's, you know, stadiums or news channels or whatever.
Or you're seeing the Super Bowl.
Or the Super Bowl. So technically you're supporting them if you are in fact doing or watching any of those things. So
I turned my head.
When
it came on, I turned my head away.
That's probably a good idea.
He did, yeah.
We want to talk about some of these commercials. Okay. We don't want to talk about the game. We want to talk about the commercials and actually review these things. Mm-hmm. And hopefully YouTube won't strike us. I didn't find anything on the internet about it, about whether or not you can play them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, if they're commercials, like, they should want us to play their commercials.
Well, exactly.
It's free advertising.
I don't think it would be. And where I pulled these links from, the overwhelming majority were from the company's website.
Ah,
so
okay.
So it was promoting from them.
Well, that's pretty good. But before we do that, I got to bring this up. So at the game, there was a part where, you know, you had Taylor Swift and she had kind of an entourage with her, or she was sitting with some celebrities.
14 appearances during the game.
Yes, 14 times they showed her. She was sitting by a handful of people, and one of them is somebody that's known as Ice Spice. Ice Spice is a rapper or something. I guess she's a rapper. And with all the talk that we've done, especially on this show, about the weird, satanic kind of looking stuff mm-hmm. that's going on. We did that whole episode with Taylor Swift and the Democrats and the devil. When I saw this, because I didn't see a ton of symbolic things in this Super Bowl, not as much as I feel like I normally do.
Yeah.
But this one right here was almost too obvious. All right. Now watch this. Ice Spice is the one standing up in the black with the cross. Now, I want you to look at that cross.
That's upside down.
It looks upside down. Am I tripping? No. Or does that look like an upside down cross?
It is.
It looks like it to me.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm just making sure. Now, watch as she realizes the camera's on her. Showing it off. Does little horns. I mean,
oh my gosh.
And then Taylor Swift's over there chugging a beer, you know, because she's a role model for little girls.
You know, it's interesting.
Which is fine. I chug beer too. It's okay.
It's interesting that she didn't make a big deal out of it. It wasn't like, yeah, like that. It was just like this.
It wasn't rock and roll.
Yeah.
Which people are like, that's all she's doing. She's just saying party, you know. No, she was like down here in kind of a Satan, hell Satan. And then flash the necklace that just happens to look like an upside down cross. Creepy. And I thought when I saw it, I was like, is it a deal where maybe the necklace is tangled up, or is the bottom of the cross longer and I just can't see it? Does it blend in with the shirt? But
no, it's pretty obvious.
It looked pretty much like an upside down cross, but I don't know, man. At the same time, it seems like kind of a bold thing. And I don't know if bold's the right word, but a brash thing to do out in public, because people are going to notice that. I mean, I'm not talking about the world. I'm just talking about people in general that'll mm-hmm. look at you and be like, you're wearing an upside down cross. It's kind of bizarre. I don't know. I think I'm looking for reasons for it to not be what I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard for me to figure that out. It seems like, you know.
That's very unusual. Mm. But to me, the great thing about the Super Bowl was, for the first time in a long time, it was about the game. The game was, you know, was the focal point of it.
Well, that's true.
And the commercials, I thought, man, they appealed to Gen Z and Millennial big time.
Yeah.
You know?
They did a lot better this time.
Yeah. A lot of references from way back.
I've noticed that, too. If you go back to New Year's Eve, like the musical artist mm-hmm. that they were using in New York and other places were artists from, for me in particular, was like my late teens or early 20s types of artists. And mm-hmm. so this is early 2000s-ish artist. And I feel like they're still doing that. And I don't know if that just generally appeals to a broader range of people, or if there's a lot of those artists from that era that are making comebacks. I don't know, but
well, who's got the money? Who's got this dispendable money right now? It's going to be Gen Z and early millennials. So I mean, that's who they're going to cater to.
Yeah, because they're all living at home; they're not paying bills,
right?
I guess. I don't know, man. I think, well, we'll get into all that. Let's watch some of these Super Bowl commercials. What do we want to start with? Budweiser?
Sure, we can do that.
Is this Budweiser or Bud Light?
There was a Budweiser and a Bud Light.
Okay, so this is Budweiser. Now, keep in mind, Anheuser-Busch had a lot to prove this Super Bowl in the sense of, you know, they really screwed the pooch with the transgender.
Yeah.
And so my advice was go triple fratty and maybe throw in a tranny joke. I think that would have been funny. And it doesn't even have to be an actual transgender. Maybe just put a transmission from a car in the commercial and put a bow on it or something.
Oh, no, dude.
You know? Put a wig on it. I don't know. Something. Anyway, I don't even remember this commercial, so let's see what they did.
Come on.
All major highways are currently closed.
You've got to be kidding me.
What do you want to do?
Hey.
Okay, the Clydesdale.
All right. Let's do it the old school way. Let's go.
When all else fails.
Can't see anything. Look.
Man, 1970. That song.
Sorry, I'm late.
What age group is that appealing to?
That is those of us that grew up watching Budweiser advertisements.
Mm-hmm. The Clydesdales.
Clydesdales. You know, you got some animal stuff in there, and then just hardworking dudes. Seems smart, I guess. It's not the route I would take because it is, I don't know. I feel like you just got to acknowledge the fact that you screwed up. Plus,
pull a new Coke. Just say, look, we screwed up. Okay, we're going back to the original.
Right. That
worked out for Coke.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's not a bad commercial, but I just felt like you could probably go, I don't know.
Well, my favorite Domino's commercial ever was the one where they came out and said how much they sucked. After that, I started ordering some again.
See, that stuff's funny.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. What is this? Paramount?
My gosh.
Paramount's like the streaming service, right?
Yes. They've done commercials like this before. I love them.
I don't remember this. Has it got aliens in it? Everything had aliens in it.
I think.
All right. He said, I think. All right, let's see this one.
Pretty much it.
On Paramount Mountain, the stakes get higher.
Tua. Survivor.
I mean, I can't get that thing up there. If it were a football, I'd be able to reach the top.
What about a football-shaped head? We throw the child.
Gutsy call, sir.
Smart thinking.
Well, no, that's dumb thinking. He's not throwing Arnold.
Throw him.
Throw him. Throw him.
Can't get over those shorts.
That's pretty good.
What? You can't throw a child at a wall.
Lattimore, shut your face! Unless you prefer to freeze to death.
I'm not gonna throw a kid.
Not built for the moment, I see. Fine. I'll throw him.
Is it Creed?
Watch and learn. Dang, he's cool. It's the fifth quarter, and we need a hole-in-one before the seventh inning stretch. Be brave. Pip-pip. Hike! Can you take me high? To the place where I see. I just threw him high.
Oh my God.
To a place where we won't freeze.
He just threw me high. I'm good.
So close.
How are we going to get up there?
Now, if there were only someone made of pigskin.
Bingo.
Oh, dear.
Okay. That one's funny. Okay, and I think what's happened here is the fact that I was so caught up in the game that I wasn't giving the commercials anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't paying. That one, so far, and that's maybe the best one. That may
the
be
writing
the best
was
one.
Awesome on that.
Again, I don't remember the other ones, but that one was good. You got Creed in there. Oh, yeah. The Tua was a nice touch.
Patrick Stewart.
Is that who that is? Patrick Stewart?
Captain.
I thought it was Christopher Walken.
No, he's in the other one. Talking Walken. That's a classic. This is going to be a classic.
Yeah, Stewart was X-Men in Star Trek.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a video out there of Mel Gibson talking about meeting Christopher Walken.
Yes, I've seen it.
And he floated into the room or something crazy. Do you know about that?
I've seen the video.
Tony, have you seen? You heard that?
I've heard about it, but I have not seen it.
Wow.
That may be a whole podcast right there.
Yeah.
Let me not get into that because we're going to go nuts. All right, let's do T-Mobile. Yeah, baby. What you got, T-Mobile?
Sorry, party's canceled. I'm waiting on the cable internet guy.
Tell him, Zach.
First, I had cable, but those cords weren't me. I needed to find new Wi-Fi.
And he cried.
I didn't cry.
So he switched to T-Mobile. Home internet.
Nah, it's a little bit lame that first, but wait, watch.
On their network, just plug it in and you'll see.
Can't stop streaming.
Have some wings to chow.
I need home internet from T-Mobile to fulfill my life. My life. Yeah, what's up?
We have T-Mobile now.
See, that's a reference to 1980.
You guys are fine.
She starred in Flashdance. And, yeah. But see, that's a reference. That's 1980.
Yeah. I didn't like that one. I mean, what's the show that those guys are from? The other two?
Scrubs.
Okay. See, I never watched that. And then I've never watched the movies, the Aquaman or whatever the guy's in.
Yeah.
Or is he a wrestler?
No, he could be a wrestler, looks like. But he's an actor.
Let's do, what is this?
Popeyes.
Popeyes. Okay, I do remember this one. I thought this one was all right.
Yeah.
I'll give this one a little credit.
All right, here we go.
You're freezing me. That means...
Yes, there's a better chicken wing. Popeyes.
The Sailor Man?
No, the chicken place.
Crispy. Juicy. What else have we done?
I mean, man, there's a lot. There's a lot's been going on.
Here we go.
Make it stop! Make it stop!
Two dogs in one? Impossible!
A pack for your fanny?
Genius!
What the?
Come to Papa!
Yay, yay, yay!
We did it!
The wait is over. Popeyes finally has wings.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
You know, I always hate on celebrities, but I think that guy's funny.
Yeah,
actually,
but not in this. This was just so contrived.
You didn't like this one?
No.
I felt like it was all right. I liked it better than the last one.
Well, yeah, I just don't really like him.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't. Something about him.
That guy, I feel like... I don't know.
He kicks puppies or something.
You think?
You just don't know about.
I like the concept of, being from the past. Got that Austin Powers vibe, and you've come to the future, and you're discovering all this crazy new technology.
Yeah,
but
I mean that's been done a lot.
All right, here's what we're gonna do with the chat. If the chat approves, since we're live right now,
right?
If the chat approves of the commercial that we play, I want everybody in the chat to type JJJJJJJJJ. Okay?
That's if they approve.
We're all on pace here. Like, if you like the commercial, just type in a bunch of J's. But you got to do them capital. You can't do them lowercase. If you do them lowercase, that means you don't like it. All right? Then, what is this? Booking.com? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't. This is not a good one, is it? But we pulled it anyway.
All right. I mean, wanted to give it, cross section.
Wanted to make sure we got some sucky ones in there.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what Booking.com's got.
With so many choices on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be.
So I hired body doubles to help me out.
Splurgy Tina loves a hotel near Rodeo Drive.
Oh, Tina.
Wild Tina booked a farm stay to ride this horse.
Glenn Close?
With millions of possibilities.
You can book whoever you want to be.
That's my line.
Booking.com.
Booking. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Booking. That one's bad. This is... Who's that? Tina Fey?
Tina Fey.
All right. So the problem is that some of these people are such flaming libs, no matter what they do, I can't really get behind it.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, when it comes to Super Bowl time, is being a celebrity, like, okay, if you're a car dealership, tax season comes,
right,
or you're a furniture store, appliance store, whatever. Mm. Tax season comes, that's kind of your bread and butter right there. And you're like, everybody's going to have a big chunk of money. They're going to come start buying some of these things. Is that the same for celebrities when the Super Bowl runs around? Like, business is good because you might get put in a Super Bowl commercial and they're going to pay good money for you to be in it? Because almost all of these have celebrities in them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you don't have any, like, Tom Hanks or Brad Pitt or anything like that. But there are a couple of them coming up. They've got, you know, some major stars in them.
Yeah.
I guess you got the money. It's all about the money, the Benjamins.
Dwight says, JJJJJ for the Trailer Park Boys. I think that's a reference to you looking like Bubbles.
I do not look like Bubbles.
Yeah, I'm not going to say you do, but there's been some speculation. Bobby says, JJJJJ for Chow from The Hangover. Love that little guy. Brian says LLLL. So if you don't like it, give us the L's. If you do like it, give us the J's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Perfect. All right. Oh, this is this one right here. This is the one that maybe bothered me the most. And we played this one. No, we didn't play it, but we talked about this one on the show. This is Pfizer comparing themselves to some of the greatest minds in history, which is disturbing, to say the least. So this is a commercial that is a minute 30, and it's $7 million for every 30 seconds.
And it's bad Instagram filters on.
And that means what? What's 7 times 3, Tony?
31. I'm 21. I'm sorry.
21. All right. So $21 million to put this commercial out to convince people that you are the saviors of humanity. And listen, these pharmaceutical companies have done good things in the past. They've saved lives.
Yes.
But this time they got it wrong and then lied to us about it.
They spent as much on that player, and that's an expensive, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know what Pfizer should have done? Since everybody's putting celebrities in their deal, they should have put Damar Hamlin in their commercial. Remember the Bills player that collapsed?
Yeah.
Damar Hamlin. Who else? Who else has fallen out? Remember that comedian that was talking about how she got her
goof
shots?
Remember we had our list going of young folks that had died, young athletes.
Going back to Budweiser or Bud Light, having a little self-deprecation, Pfizer should have done a commercial with all the people who have dropped on the field or on stage and say, have them say, look, we're okay. We're still alive.
Okay, so you have the clip with all the newscasters and soccer players all just dropping over real fast, like one after another. And at the very end, they just say, we're sorry.
Or have an announcer doing it, and he just drops.
It just shows a blank screen and in white font. It just goes, our bad. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Pfizer. Pfizer.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world, I'm turning inside out.
I like the song.
Yeah.
Degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fire.
Follow the science.
Here's to the next fight.
The fight for your life. Oh, yeah, and then pull on our heartstrings.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's cancer.
We love you, little girl. It's not your fault. It's not your fault you got coped into that. Ugh. So, first of all, let me point this out, because I don't know how this is going to work out, and I didn't think about it in advance, but we're playing music, and sometimes places that we record this or broadcast this show, it will maybe mute out music that we don't own.
I know. Poor Russia. They never get to hear anything.
Well, in the event that you're watching this, and we all sat in silence just then, it's because they muted it. But it was Queen, and I can't help but think, like, what would Freddie Mercury say about that commercial? Do you think he'd be okay with it?
Because of him dying of AIDS, at least in his time period, yeah, he would have.
Been okay with it? No, absolutely not.
I'm talking about back then. Now?
Well, I don't know. He'd probably be a flaming lefty that's like sheepishly wearing a mask. You know, it's why you're glad people like Kurt Cobain and Elvis and some of these other guys went on before you got here, because you get worried about, like, how did you turn out?
Yeah.
You know, you turned out to be a show for the Democrat Party, and it's, you know, it's a good thing, so we can remember them for who they were and not what they could have been. But on that same note, remember Dr. Fauci and the AIDS epidemic, and the gay community hated. I mean, they protested at the NIH against Fauci over and over again because of the AIDS treatments, they were trying to pump this poison into these people, which were killing AIDS patients. And I gotta think that maybe Freddie Mercury would have turned out to be a conservative hero in the fight against Fauci.
I think he would have enjoyed the song if he were alive and he was a stockholder, like in 2019, and then held Pfizer. I think that commercial was specifically for Pfizer stockholders, because they're having a great time, or they did.
Yeah, they're having a nice time.
Real good time.
All right, moving on. Enough speculation of Freddie Mercury. Let's go to Kia. Oh, this is another.
Yeah, heartstrings.
I remember this one, and I don't have a problem with it. But I did get a little concerned, because as it goes on, you know, it talks about the mom died, or, you know, shows whatever, and then the dad's like taking the little kid out to the woods, and I'm like, what's he, did he snap because he lost his wife? Like, what's going on? Anyway, that doesn't matter.
It's been a night, such a long night. Watch myself disappear. Every road that's wrong seems like the road I'm on. Every side just seems unclear. And I wish I was here.
Get it, girl. The one thing that would have made that better is if the grandpa, instead of writing 10 on the window, he wrote JJJJJJJ.
Yes.
That would have been good.
That would have.
God, I should be writing these commercials.
JJJJJ.
And they're like, grandpa's having a stroke. Somebody get him to the hospital. Oh, here we go. Bud Light. Oof. I think they dropped the ball on this one, too. Or maybe, I don't even know if they tried to do too much. That's right, because they put Peyton Manning in
desperate,
it.
Desperate, you know.
Yeah, why'd you put Peyton in it? Here we go.
Are you
the Bud Light genie?
Yeah.
So we get wishes? It's my thing. Gimme.
80s metal hair.
Yes.
Filthy rich.
So filthy.
Invisible.
Predictable.
Giant bicep. Big one. A sweet ride.
Best night ever!
What's next?
Bud Lights?
I wish Peyton Manning was my best friend.
Uh-huh.
How we doing?
Hey.
Oh, Post Malone.
Hey.
I'm a genie.
It's Gemini.
I'm a genie.
Well, look at you. Nope.
Oh, boy. I wish I was at that fight.
He's gonna need another bicep. House party.
Definitely.
Let's go!
You wish for a T-Rex.
Guilty.
Let's go to Super Bowl 58. Now we're talking.
That was, that did remind me of that conversation we had one time where we were talking about one arm stronger than the other.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's going to need another bicep. Where'd you get that bicep, buddy? Oh, it was my genie. Sure it was.
Yeah. Once again, you hear that music? 1973, that song came out. And it's, well, you know, people know it through the years, but I'm telling you, man, you hear throwbacks.
You know, if they, again, I'm going back. I'm writing these commercials for them. See, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix each of these commercials. So for that last one,
what would you do?
The guy should have asked the genie to undo the trans thing with the Bud Light.
Genius.
Genius. So say, I wish that Dylan Mulvaney never met Bud Light. And then poof.
Or that he explodes.
Dylan Mulvaney?
Yeah, and he could explode in a bloody mess.
Trans fluid goes everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, that got weird. Next commercial, please.
That's not a good idea.
Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
I don't think you should do this.
Last year, she came to my work. Now I got to show her what I can do.
He's here.
Affleck on the track.
What up, bro? For your consideration, here comes the Boston Massacre! The Dunk Kings! Touchdown, Tommy on them keys!
Player coach.
Got it.
I'm open.
And needs no introduction, my partner!
Sometimes it's really hard to be your friend.
You said you were gonna support me.
Dunk Kings!
Don't go away, my heart.
Why you dunking me, girl? Why you dunking me?
Dunk Kings!
My heart.
How do you like them donuts? I'm so sorry.
You had to see it, but I forgive you. Lay us on the track.
Are we going to be on the album?
We talked about this.
Let's go. You're blinded by them pinstripes.
Wrap it up.
Here goes Babe Ruth.
Tom, you can stay.
You remember when I told you I'd do anything for you? This is anything.
Chill. They're naming a drink after us.
I don't understand that one.
Yeah, and several articles said that, you know, that they thought that, well, I think that may be the best one.
Everybody, right now, put LLLLLL in the chat right now.
Yes.
And I'm not going to do it until five of y'all do it, and we'll go to the next commercial.
It's two.
LLLLLLL, a loser, LLLL. Give me some L's. Give me some L's, and we'll go on to Starry, which I don't even know what that means.
It's horrible.
What is Starry?
It's a new drink from Pepsi. I thought it was like a Winn-Dixie drink.
So is it like...
I think it's competition with like Sprite and the other one, Mellow Yellow, I guess, or something.
Okay.
No, not, I don't know.
Fair enough.
But I mean, they got Mountain Dew, you know, just ride the wave.
Yeah, quit recreating the wheel. That's...
We got lots of L's.
Yep, we're good now.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I forgot. Go ahead.
Take it. This is just a lame commercial.
This story is mad good.
Thanks, boo.
Ice Spice?
Wait, who's that?
It's my ex, Lemon Lime Soda.
You're looking well.
I just needed something more refreshing, more crisp. I'm with Starry now.
This is intense.
He's so vulnerable. But I love you. Please.
Ah, buddy, it'll be okay.
Or not.
Huh, Starry does taste better.
What happened?
What the hell was that about?
What happened to that guy?
Exactly.
All right.
See, I mean.
So the way I would fix that commercial is I would not have wasted the money. Yes,
exactly.
I would save the company $7 million and never have run that stupid commercial.
That one was awful.
I'm trying to figure out what this one is. Blue?
What is that?
Timu.
Oh, Timu. Okay.
Where I got my leather from.
Your pleather?
My pleather, yes.
Okay. Timu. Let's go Timu.
This isn't just YouTube. It's Blux. Real, raw, and ridiculously fun. No fluff, no fakes. Get ready for a Blux experience. Smash subscribe. Love ya.
Feels like a dream. Feels like magic. Now I believe I can have it.
think they played this one a few times.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Okay, so this one's dumb. This one gets a bunch of L's.
Oh, man.
So okay. It's they're calling it Temu, but P. Diddy was telling me it's Temu.
Temu.
But why are they calling it Temu? They were doing that all night, even the NFL announcers.
They're trying to change it.
And is it not like a Chinese company? Yes. Like Wish.com?
It is. And, you know, you've got about a maybe 60, 40% chance that what you get from there will be good. Some stuff is crap. Some stuff is actually pretty good.
So you just take your chances?
Yeah, pretty much.
It seems like a gamble.
Yeah.
Like,
it's interesting when you're tracking your package and it says loaded on the boat.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. Off the boat, shipping New Jersey or whatever.
So does it come from China?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Why is it going from China to New Jersey? Why don't it come
to
the West
Coast? Well, I mean, it comes to different places.
Hmm. That's weird. I remember there was one game on your phone that I played for a while, and it was Claw Machine. But you did is you were watching a live stream of an actual claw machine, and you were controlling it, and you attempted to grab the prize, and if you got it, it would drop it in the hole, and you would win the stuffed animal or whatever the prize was, and then they would ship it to you. It would take about a month to get it because it came from China.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the video, you won this giant plush bear and it gets to you and it's like a keychain. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it was a cool concept. And I saw pictures of like the warehouse, just this giant warehouse of claw machines with cameras on them. I don't know if that's still a thing, but it was weird. All right, Coors Light. Let's see if they can do better than Bud Light. I doubt it.
He's here.
What's he looking at his crotch for?
Anyone want a Coors Light? 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 Light?
Yeah, this failed epically.
That got loud.
I thought that was our general manager.
Oh, shoot, I forgot to play the song.
LL Cool J.
Thanks, LL Cool J.
I got a guy who could fix this.
Isn't it interesting that they had to have an actor say, thanks, cool LL Cool J?
Remember when Biden called him LL J Cool J?
Yeah, that was funny, yeah.
LL Cool J, 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 J. So
an epic fail.
That one was okay at the end. When the train came in the house, that looked cool. But the rest of it was kind of dumb.
Yeah, the dog bowl freezes over.
And it's not like you've got to, it's not like you're having to produce a whole movie. You're doing 60 seconds. Like, we could say, we've already come up with 5 different commercials while we've been sitting here that would have been a hit at the Super Bowl. And I don't understand, like, you got more money than creativity, apparently.
Exactly.
Maybe we should offer our services for next year's Super Bowl and offer to write commercials for somebody.
And produce them.
Or just anybody in general. Maybe we can just solicit some businesses here locally and say, hey, as a, what would we call it, like a social project or a...
Social experiment.
Social experiment. That's what I'm thinking of. Social experiment. We want to write a commercial for you. We're going to do it for free. We're not going to charge you.
Yeah, we could do a jingle.
We just see how successful it is.
Yeah. I mean, I work for free most of my life.
That's right. See, you're experienced.
Yes, I'm very experienced.
And you're also creative.
Yes.
Microsoft Game Day commercial. Copilot. Is this one a dud?
It is to me, but I want to include it.
Good morning.
They say I'll never make a commercial for the Super Bowl. All right, next. Next, this one sucks. LLLLL. I don't even get it. Let's go to He Gets Us. Oh, this is okay. This one, I mean, there's nothing funny about it, and I'm not going to be able to change any of it, but it was a fascinating deal where it was all used by AI, but I think it had a pretty powerful message. Mm-hmm. But the thing was, is as it was going on, I'm like, all right, where's the kicker? Where, you know, it comes in, it's all about, you know, trans hate, or, you know, the devil pops out, and he's like, ah, just kidding, you know. I just knew there was something else to it. But
they spent a lot of money. I think there are three separate commercials. But this is the one.
And I never heard of this organization. What's it called?
He Gets Us.
He Gets Us. Let's play this.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you. I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there, two worlds colliding, and they could never tear us apart.
We can live. Boy, when the beat dropped at the end of that thing, it came in hot, didn't
it?
Yeah. It was like...
Yeah, that was powerful.
Yeah, actually, it was. The thing I thought about, you know, I want to give that commercial credit for, mm-hmm. for being really good with a good message. But the first thing I thought after the when the first caption said, Jesus didn't teach hate. We all know that. Jesus mm-hmm. loved everybody. It reminded me of how much hate is promoted by those that claim to be against it.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
You've got society and this teeny tiny minuscule portion of society that does say the hateful things on the internet, that does actually white supremacist or mm-hmm. Anti-Semitic people, like very, very tiny dot on the map of the population, but they get so blown up, they get so magnified by the media and the powers that be, and they get so much credit for to create this perception that they're so much bigger when they're really
right.
not. Like, people don't act like that towards each other, but they want you to think that there are a lot of them because they want you constantly looking over your shoulder at your neighbor, waiting for, you know, your neighbor to call you a bad name or attack you or whatever, because they want us to be scared of each other.
Divisiveness, that's what they want.
Even though their message is we want to bring people together, it is the exact opposite. I'm not speaking on this commercial, but just in general.
Right.
They want us divided. Divide and conquer. Ain't that right, Tony?
Divide and conquer is a long-lasting thing that works.
The name of the game. Mm. All right, let's move to Doritos. Doritos usually has pretty good ones,
yeah,
right?
I think this is an alien one.
Of course it is.
Tina.
Jose.
Tina.
No.
She played Wednesday.
Oh, no.
And 50 Mexicans get off a bus.
No.
Welcome to Martha's Vineyard.
What the?
That's kind of cool.
The Dorito ship.
Let's looks delicious, sort of.
Dinamith? What does that mean?
I think it's Spanish for dynamite.
Oh, is this a dinamite. Spanish commercial?
I guess.
Okay, I didn't get that one.
Dinamite. That must be a new flavor that's coming.
Here's one we all know, probably.
I love Reese's, by the way. Absolutely love Reese's.
The new dark chocolate thin ones.
Ooh, I bet
are they good?
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had
like
them.
Those. Yeah. Mm.
Now they got the caramel ones. Is that what this is about?
That's what this one is.
I haven't had these, but I want to try them.
We're making a big change to Reese's peanut butter cups. We're adding a delicious layer of caramel.
Yes! I love caramel!
But we're only making a few of them. A few million.
Yeah! Wait, are you still selling the regular cups?
Yep.
Yeah!
New Reese's Caramel Big Cup.
Yes! Okay, the grandma jumping through the table is pretty good.
Yeah.
And then kicking her feet on the backside, like, I kind of got behind that. And then the dog doing the hula hoop was kind of cool. All right, so let's do this because we're almost out of time. We got Uber Eats, BMW, Kawasaki. The Kawasaki, can we go to Kawasaki?
Yeah, that
Kawasaki.
Was a good one.
Because okay. That was one of my favorites out of all of them.
I thought the BMW one. Walking.
Well, let's do... let's go ahead and do that
okay.
one.
Okay, all right, here we go. I'll
this is Christopher Walken levitating through the Super Bowl.
Nice ride.
It's the real deal. 100% electric.
It's the real deal.
Yeah. Thank you.
Of course. Enjoy your coffee. Careful, it's hot.
Okay, thanks.
The dog's so cute.
Yeah.
Ooh, so adorable.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, right.
We both know.
It's the man. Makes the clothes.
Come on.
You know, you look nice.
Okay, we're done?
Hello, Mr. Walken. Does this table work for you?
Yeah.
Did someone say yeah?
Don't you got somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's only one Christopher Walken and only one ultimate driving machine. The rest are just imitations.
Come on.
Except for the end.
I guess the impressions are funny, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, yeah, this may have been.
Oh, man.
As of Super Bowl night, I really liked this one. I wasn't paying attention. What was the one I said that was so good? One of the first ones we played?
Oh.
Which one did I give the stamp of approval? I gave the JJs to.
Too many companies.
We don't even remember now. Anyway, there was a really good one. Y'all just rewind and see it. But I liked this one in the moment. This was one of the only commercials where I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Felipe
with a mullet.
Thanks, fellas.
Steve Austin
in the front, party in the back. The all-new Kawasaki Ridge.
I feel like that was an old-school kind of commercial
that
we would have liked back in the day. We got Squarespace, Bass Pro, Skechers, Drumsticks, Hellmann's, Pringles, and Mountain Dew. I don't remember.
Pringles is pretty good. It's got Chris Pratt.
Try that.
Okay, let's do that. Pringles, baby!
Just this.
You look like the Pringles guy.
No, I don't.
Posted.
Chris Pratt is giving Mr. P.
Identical.
Same. More Pringles.
Chris, I have the role of a lifetime for you.
Do I get a cut?
Hmm.
It wasn't as good as I remembered.
LLLLLL. There was one that's not on this list that I remember saying to myself, that one was pretty good, but I don't remember which one it was.
The Robert Kennedy one's kicking myself that I didn't get time to get that.
Can we find that one?
I'm sure
that's exactly what I was thinking of, too. This right here, I thought, hit the top left. This yeah.
one? Okay.
No, that's not it. It's Inside Edition.
Let me find it.
I thought it was genius, but apparently, according to RFK Jr., he did not endorse it. Like that it, and you know, you've got things where it's like a super PAC that pays for this stuff, and then you've got campaigns that are involved in it. So it is possible that he was not involved with it. I mean, I have no reason to not believe the guy. But I thought it was genius. I thought it was smart.
I'm trying to find it right now. I think it was
up there near the top.
Okay.
Who knows? A lot of these are just people reacting to it.
Yeah, these are all reactions right here.
You can just...
maybe this?
You can just play that first one from Inside Edition. They'll probably play part of it anyway.
All right, here we go.
We can get that.
Controversy promoted Robert Kennedy Jr.'s run for president. It was a carbon copy of a spot from his uncle JFK's 1960 bid for the White House.
I thought
so. And it infuriated several members of his family. Well, now Kennedy's apologizing.
It may have been the most shocking ad to air during the Super Bowl.
Shocking?
How is that shocking?
It's an ad for controversial third-party presidential candidate Bobby Kennedy Jr. It was a carbon copy of the ad that helped propel his uncle, JFK, to the White House in 1960. Except in place of JFK, the image of Bobby was inserted. The ad is infuriating Kennedy's famous family.
There's a nostalgia, there's a brand there, there's a love for that family. But everything he stands for is counter to the Kennedy family.
His family did not like
God.
Him. Well, his family didn't like him because they don't like anything that he's doing.
My cousin's Super Bowl ad used our uncle's faces and my mother's, says Bobby Shriver, son of JFK's late sister Eunice Shriver. She would be appalled by his deadly health care views. Now, RFK Jr. is apologizing. I'm so sorry if the Super Bowl advertisement caused anyone in my family pain. The ad was created and aired by the American Values Super PAC without any involvement or approval for my campaign. I love you all. God bless you.
I'd be like, screw y'all. I mean, this is the thing. RFK is closer to his uncle than any of those family members are because they've all gone with the Democrat Party way off to the left. Kennedy has actually stayed where JFK was.
Right.
RFK is where JFK would be today if he did not change. And the Democrat Party of today would hate JFK.
Yep.
So that's an absolute joke, and I can almost guarantee you that JFK would have no problem with that whatsoever. He was a politician. He knows how this works.
My question is, why do you apologize for that commercial? I didn't see anything wrong with it at all.
He's like, I didn't have anything. It's not about using the JFK-style commercial or mimicking his old commercial. It's about who he is and the fact that they're so out of their mind about the Ovid K. Atche that he is a danger, and anything he does that reflects on any part of their family, any tie they have to their family, that gives them the opportunity to attack the guy. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to make sure the public sees them disowning RFK because he's skeptical of Big Pharma. That pisses me off, actually.
What do you think is the best Super Bowl commercial of all time?
Of all time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Or recent years.
I mean, the one from this one, the best one, was the one that I can't remember from the beginning. So whatever that was, I don't remember what
Paramount.
It was. That was it.
Paramount.
That was a good one. Yeah, yeah.
I like the Groundhog one with Bill Murray from a couple years
back. Yeah.
It's hard for me to remember, but I think back to the What's Up Guys.
Yeah.
The Frogs.
To me, it's Betty White, man.
Which one was she doing?
The Snickers commercial.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What? That's a Tony, look that up. Oh,
Betty
my gosh.
White, what year is that from?
Oh,
is it recent?
Maybe 10 years ago.
Betty White Snickers Super Bowl.
I think I remember this one.
Yeah.
Is that Vladimir Zelensky with her?
Let's see.
I do remember this.
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Baby. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come here. Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
I'm up there.
You're not you when you're hungry.
Okay, that was pretty good. I give you that. I like that. So, favorite one from this deal, Tony?
I kind of like the Paramount one, actually.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of laughs. In that 60 seconds, there were a lot of laughs, a lot of really good references. I think that was very well put together.
Good,
and, of course, their whole campaign, they've done stuff like that before. Very, very well done.
Mm. So I think we win.
Oh, wait, Mountain Dew with Aubrey Plaza.
Who is that?
From Parks and Rec.
You want me to play that real quick?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
You need to watch it.
Okay.
Now, if the audience gives an LLL on this one, it's your fault.
All right, here we go.
It's me, America's sweetheart, and I just love having a blast. The Mountain Dew Baja Blast. Kids party? Having a blast. Stuck in an elevator? Having a blast. Winning. Losing. Having a... Probe me already. Blast. I can have a blast anytime, anywhere.
And with anyone?
Ron Swanson.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast. In stores...
And it wasn't as good as I thought.
I'm having a blast.
Wait, what is she from?
She's from Parks and Rec.
No, but is she something from something before that? She
no,
looks like a
no,
character her, from a Disney big. Show. Cat?
No, oh, no, no, no. She's not. She's very acerbic and...
acerbic?
Yes.
Sounds like a medical condition.
Yes,
what does that mean?
She's very awkward in her interviews and very plain spoken. Everybody wants to interview her.
There is... I don't know if it's the same girl, but there's a blonde girl that does these interviews, and she's just very monotone, and she asks, like, real just... upfront questions, mm-hmm. and the people that are being interviewed always are like really awkward, like they don't know how to act. I can't think of that girl's name, but she's pretty funny because it's just the whole things are awkward.
Yeah. Mm. Awkward is always funny.
It is. That's why you're such a hit, you know? That's why people love you on the show.
Not awkward.
I mean, maybe not awkward, but like kind of awkward-ish.
Awkward-ish.
What would you use to describe your personality?
Lovingly eccentric.
I can see that.
Or plain-ass crazy, whichever you want to choose.
That one's better.
But you know what? I'm myself. You know, the last 10 years with what I've been through, I realized that I was living another life. I was living for other people instead of living for myself. You know what? I'm eccentric. I'm strange. If you find me funny, fine. If you don't, fine. It doesn't bother me because I'm being true to myself. I want everyone out there. I want you, and I want you, and I want you out there to be true to yourself because that's all you got in this life. Some of us got a few years left. Some of us have a lifetime. Some of us may wake up tomorrow and we're dead. That's something to think about. So don't wake up dead tomorrow. Live your life. If I had a microphone, you can't drop this one because it's connected to something.
That was good. Tony Gump, final words.
Yeah, teach your kids something and make it useful and... worth their while.
A little different this time. John Bird, your final words. Wait, before you start, remember, it's got to be something different each time.
Yes, yes.
So good luck to
you.
Yes.
I would say trim your toenails regularly and don't pick scabs.
What?
All right.
Yeah, because if not, I mean, like, let's say you're snuggling in bed with your loved one. you could slice open an ankle with that big toe if you don't keep it cut. So, yeah, just do those things.
I don't even want to ask.
Yeah, no. We're going to end it right there. We're out of here. Thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. We will have a new episode for you coming up this Thursday and then back live again on Monday. Till next time, see you guys.